On the eastern terrace, there is an incredibly long Greek inscription running along the backs of the seats of the gods. This is called the Nomos inscription, and Nomos means law. And it's a very long explanation of what is supposed to happen at this Hierotheseion. And in fact, it's one of the longest Greek inscriptions in Anatolia, if not the longest. And it seems to have been written by Antiochus I, and he lays out exactly what he wants to have happen in this Hierotheseion. So it's very useful for us to understand exactly what's happening here. It identifies the place as the tomb of Antiochus I, and it says that from here, his soul would rise to join Zeus. So that may well explain why it's placed on such a high promontory in the mountains. It commands that on the anniversary of Antiochus's birth and on the anniversary of his accession to the throne, all his subjects should come up here to celebrate. And then it qualifies. It does not mean just on the annual anniversary of these events, but every month. Every month, twice a month, all his subjects should climb the long trek up to this mountain and feast and enjoy music. The inscription explains that certain estates throughout Commagene have been designated to support these events, that is, to create food to feed people at these festivals. We're told that the colossal statues should be crowned with gold crowns on those days, and priests dressed in Persian costume would officiate. And there's actually a very long explanation of what these priests should wear, what music should be played, and so on. The inscription concludes with the assurance that the Hierotheseion should be maintained as a noble example of piety, that's what he says, for future generations. So piety, because he is behaving so honorably towards the gods, depicting them and having them join in the celebrations. The inscription also says that anyone who honors Antiochus I's wishes would be blessed, and anyone who does not would be cursed.